Welcome to this month's guided meditation. For the time we're going to spend together this time, our theme is saying yes to embodying and expressing compassion as a living presence and energy in our lives. So here at the beginning, I invite you to become aware of the surface supporting you, and invite you to take a moment to notice all the places in your body where you receive the presence of that support. Also, notice what it's like if you allow your eyeballs to rest in the back of your eye sockets or rest toward the back of your head. Just giving yourself permission to settle in the way that resting eyes invites you to do. Also notice your tongue and your lower jaw, just to become aware if it's possible to soften them just a little bit more right now. And then on the next out-breath, notice what happens if you follow that out-breath all the way down to the very bottom of the breath, perhaps all the way down to the very bottom of your abdomen. It might even be that if you were to imagine a bowl way down near your pelvic floor, all the way down at the bottom of your whole abdominal cavity, notice what it's like if you were to explore the experience of pouring your awareness down into that bowl, just settling in there, noticing how that feels. Next, I invite you to notice the radiating presence that emerges naturally from you just being who and where you are right now. Don't do anything to make anything happen. Simply notice the presence that you radiate just by being you. Next, become aware of the area of your heart or your heart space, your energetic heart space. Also noticing whether your chest is relaxed or constricted, and if you find that there's any tension there, give yourself a moment to consciously soften your chest. Open your heart area. The power of compassion arises from the ways in which we understand deeply and experientially that any experience we have, whether it be a happy experience, a sad experience, whether we suffer or we feel well, each and every experience that could possibly emerge within you or any other human being is shared by all of us, that there is nothing you can experience that is outside similar experiences that other people in our human family also have. Compassion allows a deep sense of connection. So notice, whatever your experience may be right now or may have been recently, What happens in your heart space or in your whole body-mind being when you consider that countless people all around the world experience exactly the same thing and may be experiencing that right now in this moment, in the same moment you are having that experience? This recognition generates loving kindness. What is so powerful about compassion is that it allows us to be present with an open heart to the suffering of others without jumping into feelings of helplessness, seeking to rush in to rescue. It gives us an open-hearted presence to fully register the experience of ourselves and others. And then, if action is required, we come to that whole. We come to that settled and present rather than activated and distressed. Notice now how your body-mind being experiences and embodies compassion as you take a moment to connect with suffering that's happening somewhere in the world, to human beings, to other life forms. Allow your heart now to be open to the suffering of others, maybe also to your own suffering, and deepen your experience of compassion, being present to that suffering with an open heart without adding to your own suffering. I'll remain silent now as you contemplate and explore your experience and understanding of the dynamic reality that is compassion. Next, notice what happens if you were to say yes to being a living embodiment of compassion, a living expression of dynamic, compassionate presence. Take a moment now to explore whether you're willing to say yes, and if you are, as you express yes to yourself and the universe, Notice your deep internal experience. Also, notice what you imagine would be different in the quality of your daily life, or what might enter your next day if you're doing this in the morning. How might this yes to being a living, compassionate presence, how might this impact the day ahead? If you're doing this at night before going to bed, how might it affect your day tomorrow? How might being a living expression of compassion shape how you move through your world? It's just about time to finish this recorded part of the meditation, but of course, as always, you can just keep right on going when this recording finishes. The key thing is to notice now your lived experience as you've connected with the essence and the dynamic presence of compassion. And so for this time, I invite you back into an awareness of your body. Notice if your eyes continue to rest in the backs of your eye sockets. Notice how it is to experience yourself all the way through your body so that you're settled all the way deeply into your abdomen. And then take a few moments as this meditation ends to orient yourself back to your environment. You might explore what happens if, as you open your eyes, you continue to allow them to rest or settle back into the backs of your eye sockets and receive the world around you instead of looking out at it. Notice what happens if you allow the visual impression of your world just to arrive in your eyes. And if you're a person who doesn't have visual perception, just notice the sounds, the sense of the room around you arriving, offering you the gift of its presence. And so for now, this is the end of this particular meditation, and I wish you well.